This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Kim.
Hey, Kim. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, my husband's a mechanic. He has a crazy work schedule, and he always tells people he likes work Saturday to Monday, which is true because he's super busy on Saturdays and sometimes Sundays. Plus, he gets 3 days off during the week, so it's a weird schedule.
Wow, can you imagine that? Like, working that long? Like, what if Saturday was your busiest day? That would be, like, a lot of people listening, like yeah, it's called retail.
So. Or, yeah, it's called a restaurant.
That's true, yeah. Okay, so continue. So your husband has a weird work schedule. Sorry, go ahead.
So he's like, has these side jobs too that he does during the week when he's not working just to make some extra money. And he's really great with his hands and fixing stuff for people. So it's like fixing somebody's lawnmower, putting together a garbage disposal, something like that.
Okay, makes sense. The guy likes to fix things. Okay.
Yeah, but here's the part that bothers me. I had to pay a friend recently through some photos she took, and I had to use Venmo. I don't ever use Venmo, and I haven't done it in like a year. So I had to like get reminded of how to use it. But when I open it up on my home screen, I see that my husband has like all these odd jobs for the same woman named Andrea. And I'm like, okay, cool. So how many things does this woman have that's broken? And then I keep scrolling, and then I see that there's a payment from my husband to her. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm sorry. but anyway, what is he paying her for? You know what I mean?
So there were a bunch from her to him, right?
Yes.
And one from him to her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Well, my question to you is, like, when I go to my hairdresser, I Venmo her the tip so I can put, you know, if we're doing my hair or, you know, fixing my washing machine. Are there any descriptions when he pays her? Because you have to do that.
Well, that's what's really interesting, because there are none on hers had a description. But the one that my husband paid her had a hands emoji.
Oh, okay. You said the hands emoji?
Yeah.
Like the praying hands?
No, the one where the hands are like next to each other and open, like that.
Okay, so the hallelujah, praise the Lord emoji.
I guess so. I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Well, I always thought it meant like, hooray, or surprise, you know, excited.
Oh, I always thought it meant like, praise the Lord, or like, preach on, sister, or something like that. Okay, so are you suspicious of the whole business relationship your husband has with this person then?
So I wasn't until I found her on Instagram, and because, you know, you got to do like the stalker thing when it's your man.
Right.
The one of her posts didn't even have pictures or anything. It just had words, but it was like, is it just me? Is there nothing sexier than a man who fixes things with his hands?
Okay, that would make me suspicious, definitely.
So wait, there was no picture though?
No.
Okay, so she could have been talking about anybody.
Yeah, but you heard what she said. She hired him like a bunch of times. Plus, what is the whole hands thing about?
Maybe she took him to church or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Nick, please.
Okay, so, Kim, so you said this woman's name was Andrea?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your husband's name again? Did we not get it?
It's Garrett.
Garrett. Okay, so how about this? Why don't we call him, and then we'll say somebody hacked his Venmo, and we need to verify some transactions. Then we can kind of casually slip in the old hands thing and see what he says about it, maybe, okay? Maybe he'll say, like, oh, yeah, I paid that lady for a manicure. It'll look good for my wife. We don't know. So let's not make any assumptions until we talk to him, okay?
Okay.
All right, do me a favor. When we go to break here, we're going to do that right now. Get me Andrea, if you know her. Get her last name if it's on Venmo. Check. And then give Shaggy your husband's phone number, because we're going to call him when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with Garrett, please.
This is Garrett.
Good morning, sir. My name is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from Visa Fraud Detection. Did I catch you at a bad time, or?
I'm about to go into work, but what's going on?
Do you have a few minutes? We've got a notice from our security partners over at Venmo that there might be some unusual activity on your account, and we wanted to make sure all the transactions are the ones that you are responsible for.
Yeah, for sure. Let's
so, okay, so the account that got flagged belongs to a woman named Andrea W. Is that a person you know and also agreed to transactions with?
Andrea W. Yeah, absolutely. I know her. She, I don't know. I've done a few odd jobs for me. She paid me through Venmo, but they all, every transaction went through fine.
Yeah, the money will always transfer once it's posted, but if there's any insufficient funds once the transaction's posted, Venmo has to cover that. So I guess that's why they're having me make sure these are legit transactions. I think they want to make sure she's not a scam artist or anything.
Oh, yeah, no. Andrea is, she's not a scam artist. No, she's a nice lady.
I'm sure she is. We don't have the nature of the services that you provided for her. There's nothing in the description. Did you want to share at all what a typical transaction was for with this woman? Keep in mind, you don't have to. It just helps prove that it's not a scam. That's all.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, they were things like I installed some new brake pads on her car. Her air conditioner needed a new fan. I fixed that. I mean,
okay.
little things around the house that she didn't know how to do, and she would pay me to come over and do them.
Okay, super. So that should help get Venmo and those people off her back then. And I noticed at one point you paid her for a service. Is that right, or was that money just taken from you?
I paid her.
It was on the 8th, and you paid her, I think, $50. It looks like you put some kind of hands symbol for the description.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, she is a professional masseuse, and she, I guess we sort of exchanged services at that point.
Okay, so a massage then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you got a massage? Oh,
snap! What?
Garrett Joseph.
What's happening?
You paid another woman for a massage?
What is going on right now?
You just said you gave money to another woman for a damn massage. Where did this massage take place?
I gave money in her studio. She's a professional masseuse. What's going on right now?
Hey, Garrett, listen, this isn't actually Visa, as you probably figured out. This is the Z Morning Zoo, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Kim actually asked us to call you because she was a little concerned about this Andrea person and your business relationship with her. Does she have a reason to be concerned, or...?
Absolutely not, but is this legal? This is fraud or something.
Not really, but can we get back to Kim's question, though, about the massage?
Well, what was the question?
You got a massage from another woman.
Okay, I told you weeks ago I was going to get a massage. I told you about it. You said it was a good idea.
No, first of all, I told you I would give you a massage, and then you said, I think I should get a specialist or something. And I was under the impression you were getting a professional.
Andrea is a professional masseuse who I gave money to for a massage.
And you didn't tell me anything about it.
There was nothing to report. I told you I was going to get a massage, and then the next time I saw her, I got the massage. That's what I did.
You didn't tell me anything about this woman that you'd already done work for, that you're trading services.
Look, do you really think that if I was trying to do something sly or shady, I would leave a receipt on Venmo where everyone can see your activity?
You know I don't know Venmo.
I don't know that you don't know Venmo.
Hey guys, listen.
You on your phone?
Guys, I'm going to cut in here and put you guys on a private line real quick before the swearing comes out and I miss a bleep somewhere. So hang on 1 second for me, you guys, okay? Okay, so what do you think? I kind of agree with when he said, why would I put it on Venmo if I was trying to hide it from you?
I mean, I get that, but why is he just using the emoji as a description? If it's just an innocent massage, why don't you just put down a massage if you're not hiding anything?
Yeah, because you put the hands. I mean, that's cuter than writing, you know, professional massage. Plus, here's another thing. He put the hands down. I mean, like, if he was trying to hide it, he would have put down, like, a wrench emoji or a ladybug or the flag of Morocco or anything else. But he put down the hands.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm believing his story, like, 100%.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We're running late, but if you have an opinion on this before we get to E on the Z, how about that? Let's hear what you have to say. Call us at 473-1045, and then we'll get your opinion on this one next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.